And I don't have many years left to preach, but God is my witness. I promise you, I am not going to protect people from Jesus anymore. We are following a man who put a cross on his back and who called you and me to leave everything and do whatever it took to accomplish the mission he gave his life for. And we are protecting people from that instead of rejoicing when they want to embrace it. I can't speak for you, but I'd rather fail attempting to do something great for God than succeed at doing nothing. What matters is knowing you pursued God, and He can write the chapter and the end of the story however He wants. That's living by faith. I came across a little poem a while back that reminded me of, sadly, of too many people I've seen in my life. It goes like this. There was a very cautious man who never laughed or played. He never risked. He never tried. He never sang or prayed. And when one day he passed away, his insurance was denied. For since he never really lived, they claimed he never died. It is not true for a preacher to tell you that being in the will of God is the safest place you can be. Jesus was in the heart of the will of God and it got him killed. What is true is that you'll never be more alive than when you know you are out on the edge and only God and His realness can sustain. And you'll never be more dangerous to the enemy. This year, God's calling all of us to take a leap. What would that look like for you? Well, I tell you what. Why don't we ask God? Bow your head, please. And I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer. I want you to ask God this question. Dear God, if my faith was going to grow, and if you were going to ask me to jump, what would that be? And stay there before God until you get an answer.